hardly dare to Lord. Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee will bow and tongue proclaim. Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee will bow and tongue proclaim. Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord. Excuse me, and you are God. I'm gonna tell the world you're the only living God. 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 Not Buddha, not Krishna, not Mohammed, not Allah, no, 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 no. You're the only living God. You're the only living God. You're the only living God. You are Savior, you are Lord, and you are my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and, consecrated us in your truth. Your word, love, is truth. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations, Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart. Excuse me, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Lord, if I have ought against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Excuse me, don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Excuse me, for I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, my Lord Jesus, after do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. Hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my good shepherd, my intercessor, my friend, my blood brother, my bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So, under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light and kings to the brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons are come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. As it is written, disaster pursues sinners, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Though he heaps up silver like dust and piles up a wardrobe like clay, what he lays up, the righteous will wear and his silver will be divided by the innocent. So the Lord be in me, his holy temple, silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life, and Lord, my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us who are to inherit salvation? They hearken us, this Cattlebound family, our souls and ministries who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure, for thine is so, Father love, I thank you for having translated us, this Cattlebound family. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because we belong to you, Father love, mine, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you, Father love, for having translated us, this Cattlebound family, our souls and ministries, and from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son. Of the Son, you love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. As I know I am accepted in the Beloved, I am my Beloved's, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. I thank you, Father love, that it is written, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And curse he who curse you. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Thank you, Father love, that blessed are those who bless us, this Cattlebound family, and cursed are those who curse us. Therefore, I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord Jesus, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of Christ, I curse every attempt of the enemy against us, this Cattlebound family, households and ministries, every one of his plans, of his strategies against us. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men behind those plans, every symptom, any attack, any bad bacteria, viruses, germs and fungal infection, anything that would harm us, all their abilities to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such in our lives and for such a time as this. And Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against us, against God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexandra, Stafford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent, evil was sent or done against any one of us, this Gatherbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic, the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us shall be, including bad vaccines. None of us shall be infected, inflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Yahweh, be exalted. Surely he will save us. We are in this world, but not a part of this world. The Lord is keeping us free from every disease that includes coronavirus and its mutations, monkeypox virus, cholera, etc. He will prevent the horrible diseases we know in the world from coming upon us, upon me, in my lands, but he will inflict them on all who hate us, on all who hate me. Till the Lord eradicates COVID-19, monkeypox viruses, and any other sickness they come up with, and their variants, it is not that I deny their existence and their mutations, nor do I deny the existence of flesh-eating worms, cancer, HIV, AIDS, and the other diseases and sicknesses or pains, but by the blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the authority of the Word of God, and by Holy Ghost resurrection fire, I deny their right to come near and or on and or in the bodies of Stanford and I, and Andrew and his wife-to-be, and Brian and his wife-to-be, and Alexander and his wife-to-be, and to our grandchildren, and to our and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and to our descendants, to the thousand generations, and to Mama, and to any one of our households and ministries, bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord. Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. By his stripes we were healed, by his stripes we are healed, and by his precious blood we are made whole. I thank you, Lord, my love, for hiding each one of us, this Gatherbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the shelter of your presence, from any tracing, testing, spying, or anything else that would disrupt and or interfere with our way of living, and from any COVID-19 vaccine and or any harmful vaccine and or anything else that would harm us. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed they be, all their powers and their ability to still kill and destroy and deceive. If we come into contact with them by the blood of the cross of Christ and Holy Ghost resurrection fire, their potencies be canceled, be neutralized, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our bodies, in our lives, in our lands and territories. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, according to Psalm 22, at the cross, Jesus has defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants, and he has, defeated the rewriter for us. Amen. Father, love, on behalf of all our family members who, out of ignorance, trusting those in power and authority over them, took the vaccine or chip implants, we ask for your mercy. And we thank you that the vaccine chip implants will have no adverse effect on any part of their bodies, their hearts, their minds, their souls, their respiratory system. Wherever the light touches today, that they each be delivered, they shall not be affected, infected, or afflicted by the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, chip implants, or the hidden deeds of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. For in Christ, we are marked with God's DNA. God's blood is flowing through our veins, and hide us in your presence, Lord, from anyone and or anything that would harm us in any way, shape, or form. I thank you for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. And there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. It's a 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus, therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathens shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. So we continue. to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ. For the battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. For we are his workmanship, handiwork, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So our days are as days of heaven on this earth. We live in, there'll be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, our family, households, and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation, power. Unto the catching up of us, the church, his ecclesia, into glory without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Scatterpunk family, households, and ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup. And again, you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. That I live in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ, I died and was buried, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory. My steps are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. So I choose purity. I walk in the Spirit, and I shall not be, and I shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not lust. By the Spirit of the living God, I put to death the deeds, the misdeeds of the body. I will live. Turn my eyes. So Lord, turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word, and fulfill your promise to your servant, so that I may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts, O Lord, in your righteousness. Preserve my life. Amen. Hallelujah. So, for Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father. carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. A Holy Spirit, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. A Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So behold, the glory is here for us, this scattered bound family, households, and ministries. For in Christ, we have won, we have overcome, and conquered. Thank you, Father, love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is and this day. Thank you, Father, as it is said. That is, it is said. You do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, will stand, households and ministries will stand before men, before kings and known, and not before unknown men. For God is not unjust, as to forget our good works and the love that we have shown him, as we have loved his people and continue to love them. As it is said, I always thank God for you and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance and inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. A love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus, you, my beloved, never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter to an end, the church age to an end, for your heart has captured my love for humanity. So the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries who love him, and making our treasuries full. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of disease, a sickness, and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, the lame, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of glory, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of all power, the God of the Lord God of hosts, the Adonai, the Lord of the harvest. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. So the Lord, unleash against the enemy and our adversary, our adversaries. He unleash against them his heart, anger, his wrath, indignation, and hostility, a band of destroying angels. And the Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. No good things has he withheld from us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil. He has done it. It is finished. Jesus, thank you, Father Lord. The Lord has brought us, his beloved, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble in among us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. The works of God be made visible, be made manifest in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch us, to touch me. My Father, quickening my mortal body because of his Spirit, his everlasting fire who lives in me. Praise the Lord. My faith has made me whole. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored that which was taken, stolen from me. Thank you for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can run, I can walk, I can dance, continuously declaring, Jesus did it again, and we, the scatterbound family, will forever profess that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Father, love that for cleansing our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us for our salvation. Sozo, thank you that you have blessed our food and drink, and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father, love that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. If the Lord is just, he is our rock, and in him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory. Our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. We, the scatterbound family, household and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, I thank you that we are resting in your goodness expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your words, your word above all your names. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your words, your word to pass in our lives, and for creation reveals your glory, the sky proclaims the works of your hand, and to your willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved, and through your loving kindness toward us. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. But as high as the heaven is, for as high as the heaven is above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father, Lord, reveal your glory on this in this earth. Reveal your glory in this scatterbound family, household, and ministries. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spoken word, faith released, we believe, we receive. And as it is said, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. And by the spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes when your son comes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember, you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ. And by Holy Ghost, the resurrection power, who lives in you, never fails you, never leaves you, nor forsakes you. And who is the everlasting fire by night and by day, who surrounds you. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my beloved. I love you, my sweetie. You don't want my mommy's kiss? Mm? Thank you, my beloved. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my beloved. I love you, Lord. For your mercy never failed. All my days I've been held in your hand. I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. In all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkness night, you are close like no other. Known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and now I've lived in the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. Lord, all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after. It's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. But all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of love. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.